right, the last thing I'm gonna go through with you today is the rule of 72, and I'm going through this on a separate track because you'll be able to use this anywhere in your presentation that you deem necessary to use it at, okay? And I use it as a recruiting tool, okay? And what the rule of 72 does is explains to banks, credit and savings, loans, insurance companies, financial institutions, how often it's going to take your money to double, or how often your money is going to compound. So when I sit back and I use it as a recruiting tool, I said, now, Mr. and Mrs. Client, have you guys ever heard of something called compounded interest? Okay, and most people have or haven't, okay? If they have, I said, well, have you ever heard of something called the rule of 72? And they said, no. I said, well, what the rule of 72 is what the financial institutions do is they take whatever interest rate that you're earning on your money, they divide that into 72, and that tells them the amount of years that it's going to take for your money to double, for your money to compound. So let's just say that your best friend went to the bank, and they put $1,000 in at age 30, and the bank guaranteed them 6%. And you know you can't go to your bank today and get 6%. Interest rates today are very, very low, 0.5%, 1%, 2%, somewhere in that neighborhood. But if you could get 6%, what the bank's going to do is take 6 divided into 72, and that comes out to 12 years. So that means that whatever amount of money you deposit, it's going to automatically compound and double every 12 years. So if you start at age 30 with $1,000, 12 years later, age 42, you got $2,000. 12 years later, age 54, you got $4,000. And 12 years later, age 66, you would have $8,000. Now, we're going to call that accumulation account A. Let's say that another friend of yours went out and they didn't get 6% return on their money, but they got 2 times 6% and they got 12%. Starting at the same age 30, invest the same amount of money, $1,000, and ended up at the same age 66, how much money you think this friend would have earning twice the interest on your money? And folks, you position it that way because when you position it that way, you say twice the interest. Basically, what they're going to say is twice the interest, twice the money, $16,000. So look at how I position this. And I said, now, I assume the exact same thing. But when I saw this 20-some years ago, it changed my life. If I'm earning 12% of my money, 12 and 72, now your money's going to compound double every 6 years. So you start at age 30 with the same $1,000. 6 years later, age 36, you got $2,000. Age 42, you got $4,000. 6 years later, age 48, you got $8,000. Age 54, you got $16,000. 6 years later, age 60, you got $32,000. At 66, you got $64,000. Not 2 times as much money, but you got 8 times as much money. Now, we're going to call this accumulation account B. Both of these accounts being equal, which account do you believe your friends and family rather have their money in, A or B? And obviously people are going to say accumulation account B, okay? I say, well, that's true. Well, let me show you an alarming statistic. Today in America, 9 out of 10 Americans have their money in accumulation account A, and only 1 out of 10 have their money in accumulation account B. Why do you think that's the case? And their answer is going to be, well, they don't know. And that's exactly right, lack of knowledge, okay? Now, 9 out of 10 Americans have their money in account A, and only 1 out of 10 in account B is because they don't know, okay? And I sit back and I said, well, let me ask you a hypothetical question, okay? Let's just say that, well, let me explain to you, first of all, what account A is. Account A is people putting their money in banks, credit unions, savings and loans, life insurance policies, whole life insurance. Accumulation account B is people putting their money in the American economy and term insurance. Okay. I said, now let me ask you a hypothetical question. Let's just say that you went out to, I don't know, let's say Macy's, wherever you like to shop at. Let's say you went out to Macy's and you went out and you bought all these items at a very, very economical price. Would you come back home and tell your friends and family about that sale so they could take advantage of it? Okay? And most people are going to tell you yes. Okay? I said, well, by doing so, wouldn't you say you're making Macy's a lot of money? Because you're advertising for them, right? And what's the best way to advertise? Word of mouth, by telling other people. Now, you're making Macy's a lot of money, but how much money are they paying you? Not a dime. Exactly right. And I said, do you like always work for nothing? I know you don't. Okay? And most people will say no. I said, I know you don't. Okay? I said, well, look. What our company will do is that every time you can show your friends and family how to transfer that money from account A to account B using dollars that they're already spending, and that's the key. When you first start working with our company, the company's going to pay you about $300 every time you transfer an account. Would you attempt to transfer a lot of accounts? You would? Fantastic. Let me show you what we do. And folks, from there, you can go through the Primerica brochure and go through and explain to them about Bob and Susie. You can go through and explain to them about the income and earning overrides and being self-employed and things of that nature. Okay?